Now joining us by phone, our friend Larry Weber, who's playing in the snow again.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, thank you.
Oh, yes. I am in the participating in the Sac Zim Birding Festival, which takes place this weekend in the area of bog regions to the west of Highway 53. If you take Highway 53 from Duluth to Virginia, you will go by, you go through the towns of Canyon and Cotton. Well, to the west of there, there is a big area referred to as the Sac Zim Bog. It's a famous birding region. And this is a birding festival, and I had a pine grosbeak just go right by me, almost hit me in the shoulder. Yes! Okay, so that's a terrific sighting. Pine grosbeaks have a little bit hard to find this winter. Anyway, how are you doing, and all you are still enjoying the winter?
Oh, my gosh, yes, it's beautiful. All this new snow.
It's been fascinating.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to suggest to everybody listening to get out and enjoy it this weekend, because I think we're going to have a little problem next week.
Hmm.
And it's a terrible four-letter word, and that four-letter word is warm.
Oh.
we are going to warm up next week. According to the forecasters, temperature should be in the 30s. And that is a real blemish on this wonderful month that we've been having. The first half of the month, up to and including yesterday, the average temperature in the Duluth area was 1.6 for February. That is fabulous. That's equal to what it was in January. If we were to continue that pace throughout February, and unfortunately I don't think we will, this winter would go down as being the coldest, number one coldest winter in the history of record keeping, 145 years. Ooh, wow, what a terrific winter. Unfortunately, though, as I said, we're going to get a little blemish next week by warming up somewhat. yes. Well, the one thing missing so far from the month of February was snow, and we had it this week. We had it Thursday. The Weather Service in Duluth recorded about 5.5 inches of snow. I had about the same at my house. And what that did, that made circumstances for what I'm doing here this weekend even better. I'm teaching a workshop on animal tracking in snow. And the previous weeks, about 2 weeks, we hadn't had much of any snow. And so all the tracks were kind of on top of each other, and they were a little bit hard to recognize and such. And so we got this new snow, and that new snow just covered everything. And so all the things we see now are brand new. And so it's really, really a fascinating time to get out and take a walk and take a look. So quite amazing. Since we last spoke, the Weather Service did break a record for the most consecutive days where a below zero was recorded, and that was 23. The previous record was 22. So that did happen. And I think now in the next couple days we're going to break another record, and that is the most days of below zero recorded for the entire winter. We're right at the fringe of breaking that record right now, so I think it probably will happen. Other things of note, I hope you had a chance to get out last couple nights after it cleared and seeing that full moon.
Oh, yes.
New snow with a full moon is such a fascinating thing to see. It happened to be cold, but it's worth it. Get out and take a look. I don't recommend anybody do this, but I have on occasion gone out and driven with the headlights off under those circumstances, because it is just so bright. That will continue again tonight, of course, if we have clearing, and the forecasters are saying we may get a return to more snow tonight. Other things have happening since we last week on the 8th, I guess that would be a little less than a week ago, but on the 8th, 1 week ago today, I guess it was, we had 10 hours of daylight. Well, this next week on the 18th, it's already going to be 10 and a half hours of daylight. And by the end of the month, we will be up to 11 hours of daylight, very rapidly getting longer days. That, of course, means a lot of activity. The birds, chickadees, are singing their phoebe songs. The nuthatches are doing their kind of a nasal grunting noises. The woodpeckers are drumming. And, yes, I've been seeing flocks of crows, and I even saw one small flock of snow buntings. So things are happening despite the cold, and despite the cold snow, things are still happening. Other things of note in the world of the canines, wild canines, foxes, coyotes, and wolves, this is their mating season, and I've been seeing their tracks every day. There's also a lot of activity from the squirrels and a lot of activities from the snowshoe hare and rabbits. So, yes, plenty is happening, even though we have some snow. But unfortunately, like I say, we're going to have a little bit of it. So next time we speak, I may be looking at a little bit different statistics for the month of February. But as it is right now, I would suggest to just get out and enjoy this holiday weekend and this wonderful winter day that we're having. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Have a good one. Thank you,
you
for calling.
Bye. That was Larry Weber. Love chatting with him. Larry's a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches photographs and writes about critters. So since they're in Carleton County, they've got less snow than we do, in case you were wondering about that. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.